This is The Full Spectrum. The show provides a wide range of news and competing opinions. The commentaries, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed by segment hosts and guests do not necessarily represent those of WJSU-FM, Jackson State University, or its administrators. The content of this program is for informational and/or entertainment value only and not meant as an endorsement or recommendation in lieu of professional guidance on relevant topics.
It's the full spectrum. It's the full spectrum. We got news,
entertainment,
interviews, and so much more. It's the full spectrum.
On today's show, more from my journey on the Black Voters Matter bus tour. Welcome to The Full Spectrum for Monday, September 10th. I'm your host, Dwayne Doty. As you may remember, I recently got a chance to travel with the folks on the Black Voters Matter bus tour. It was quite an experience. We heard from one of the co-founders of that group. And today we're going to talk to, you're going to hear a conversation I had on board the bus as we traveled through the Mississippi Delta with three women who are very active here in the Jackson area. Willie Jones, who's the president of Women for Progress, Jennifer Riley Collins, who is the executive director of ACLU Mississippi, and Iya Falola Amabola, who's an activist. She's doing a lot of different work right here in Jackson, Mississippi. I don't know if you heard, but the bus sustained some damage a couple of weeks
ago.
Our
biggest struggle is we forget who we are, and we forget how to support each other, and what we cannot seem to agree on the direction in which we want to go.
So that started a little sooner than I wanted it to. But what I was going to say is that the bus, the Black Voters Matter bus, sustained some damage recently. They think somebody may have shot or thrown a rock at it. I believe it's still under investigation. They may never know what happened. But as this group is out trying to get people to vote, it's turning out that this is more dangerous than it may have seemed, and it's a big deal. There's a push for people to vote, and there's at the same time a push back against these voter rights. So these three women are very involved in getting people out to vote, and they had a lot to say. We hear first on the tape from Iya Falola Amabola, who talks about why she believes that more people are not voting right now.
Our biggest struggle is we forget who we are, and we forget how to support each other, and what we cannot seem to agree on the direction in which we want to go. So I think that it is different now because we're beginning to awaken and understand what our power really is and how we can make a difference, and that difference does not mean continuing the bullcrap that others have tried to force feed down our throats, but to really recognize the needs of our constituency and to meet it.
What do you think about that, Willie?
I think these things are not new, and I think we need to stay very awake at this repeating of the history. These tools that tend to divide us. But one thing that I'm extremely excited about in the state of Mississippi is the power of women. what we're doing, the impact that we're making. And I think if we continue to grow that, women are the backbone of the economy in the state of Mississippi. And I think it's that power that we need to continue to embrace to make the huge difference, especially when it comes to voting.
Were you surprised after that upset election in Alabama when Roy Moore got defeated, how much attention was paid in the press to the role of particularly black women coming out to vote?
Yeah, I wasn't surprised at what they were able to get done, but I was definitely surprised about the amount of attention that was given to it. And we must not let up on that. Women have been doing that for over this country for a long, long period of time. But we need to use it as an example to embrace our power here in the state of Mississippi. And we can make it happen again in November. And I'm hoping that's what we focus on, is to make sure that we come together, not do it in silos, but we come together and make sure that November is a incredible month, that we duplicate what happened in Alabama.
Jennifer, you were talking earlier about Mississippi as a state. The population of black folks here is 38%. You don't think we're tapping into that enough in terms of what the effect could be if all those people voted?
So I think if all of the eligible black voters in the state of Mississippi registered and voted, I truly believe that we could flip Mississippi from a red to a blue state.
Ladies, you're shaking your heads, I see.
Oh, no, I agree wholeheartedly. I was a little shocked at the 38%. I guess that's what the that's what they're saying our population is.
You think it's more?
Oh, I'm sure that it is more, but I also understand that we're reticent about answering the census and reporting in those types of things. But I agree wholeheartedly. I think that we need to understand the power that we do have here and that we do need to band together. I also agree that it's been the women who have been primarily pushing in that direction consistently on a collective, in a consciously collective way that is making that move forward. But yes, I think we can make that difference. I know we can.
So, Dwayne, the voters I hear out there that we talk about a lot is we saying about voter apathy and voters are not excited about the candidates. We have a lot of issues regarding why people are not going to the polls. But and then a lot of people say, I hear all the time, that they don't believe that their vote counts. But I say, you know, you want to know if your vote counts? Let's just do it. Let's just everybody show up to the polls in November and let's just see what happens. And then that will be our evidence of what can happen.
I was talking to Jennifer earlier about why so many people don't trust in the system anymore. They're kind of disengaged. It doesn't mean they're not engaged in other kind of activism. It just means they don't believe their vote counts. They don't trust government. But it doesn't have to be an either or. I'm with you, Willie. I think at least vote and then do what else you're doing.
Yeah, it's extremely important. And if you are engaged in the state of Mississippi, you know that there are organizations, there are women, there are people, there are so businesses all over their communities that are doing incredible things right in their communities. And that's what's exciting. That's what excites me as president of Women for Progress. I see the women that are working, not even just women. I mean, it is just amazing what communities are doing to empower themselves and using their own resources to make things happen. We don't see that on TV on a regular basis. We don't hear it on the radio enough, but there are wonderful things that are happening in communities all over the state of Mississippi.
Let me add this as well, because Ms. Willie talked about things happening locally. If people feel like their vote doesn't matter because they're looking at what happens at the state level or they're looking at what is happening on the national news, and so it feeds that I don't want to participate mentality, you know, because it doesn't matter. Think about where the rubber does hit the road in your local communities. And so when you think about making sure prosecutors are held accountable, because whether you're talking about your city prosecutor who is appointed by your mayor, but you elect your mayor. You may not elect that city prosecutor, but your mayor appoints that prosecutor. So think about, you know, is your mayor voting issues that are important to you? So when you think about casting your vote, which mayor do you want to vote for? When you think about other issues related to criminal justice reform, you're sending people to your state capital. You know, are they voting in what we would refer to in the ACLU is, are they making smart justice votes? You know, because at the Capitol every year, there's a push to create more crimes. You know, we already have enough things on the books that cover just about everything. We don't need to create anything new. But let's go back again to the local. Who are you electing to your city council? Who is that judge that you're electing to sit on your local county bench? And think about how those issues, that the decisions that they're making, impact you locally. And if you start to see the impact locally, you'll understand that that is a dot connected to what happens at the state level and then what happens on the national front. And so your vote does matter.
And E.R., I wanted to ask you, how important is it that we have more organizations that are choosing what to focus on? We're picking the issues that we're going to focus on for change. Do you think that will draw more people into becoming active voters and activists themselves and changing their own communities?
You must have been reading my mind. Because the thing, I agree that is very important for us to maintain getting information out to the communities, organizing organizations so that we can come together and understand who we want to vote for and why. But the other thing that we also need to keep in mind, or I should say, and the other thing we need to keep in mind, is that it doesn't stop with the vote.
Right.
We have to make sure that we hold those people accountable to what it is that they said that they're going to do to continue to represent us and to continue to do the things that they need to do and to give them the support to enable them to do that. And so what that means is that we have to establish clear lines of communication. We cannot assume that certain things are going to take place and that they're going to continue working in that way. We have to have clear means of communication and stay true to holding ourselves accountable, holding them accountable, and holding each other accountable.
We've got to take a break. We'll be right back, and we'll hear more from Jennifer Riley Collins, Willie Jones, and Iya Falola Omobola as we travel aboard the Black Voters Bus Tour. Stick around.
Cool and Current WJSU wants to hear from you. While we do our best to provide you with great quality jazz and blues programming, we realize that things can change. We want to change with you so that you don't change the station. We're all ears. Have a programming suggestion or request? Any likes or dislikes? Emails can be sent to wjsufm@jsums.edu. That's wjsufm@jsums.edu.
Welcome back to the Full Spectrum on Cool and Current WJSU. I'm your host, Dwayne Doty. We return now to my conversation with the Executive Director of ACLU Mississippi, Jennifer Riley Collins, the President of Women for Progress, Willie Jones, and Iya Falola Omobola, who's with the New African Spiritual Mindset Awareness Institute. We were traveling aboard the Black Voters Matter bus tour.
Let's talk about generational differences, because there are people who are just apathetic across the board, but young people seem to have a different mentality. I do see a renewed level of activism when you're talking about younger people. And then you have some people who are younger people who are disengaged. So what differences, Willie, are you finding across that generational divide?
I'm going to start with when we piggyback off what Jennifer was saying about our candidates and people that we elect. This year, in 2018, we have so many women running for various positions for judge seats. Justice Court, of course, our Hinds County Chancery Court. We have a lot of those that are going to be on the ballot in November. And a lot of them are, we have young women that are running in those races. And I am just blown away at these young women who are empowered, and they're running with no fear. Many of them are running against incumbents. So we can look at that and be excited about it when we talk about young people and how they feel about things. Young people are, especially young women, it's amazing what they're doing and what's happening.
And Jennifer, as the executive director of the ACLU, talk to me about not only the issues you've chosen to focus on, but also when you go out into the community, what are people saying to you they want you to be engaged in?
So let me say this, that the community has chosen what the ACLU works on. And I say that we didn't just arbitrarily pick that we're going to work on criminal justice reform, or that we're going to work on equality for all, you know, or that we're going to work on voting matters. We picked that because these are priorities that match up with what is going on in the state of Mississippi. Voters have to understand, when we are sending our children to unfunded or underfunded school districts, that voting is tied to that. And so we have an educational opportunities, educational equity program of work. Voters have to understand that Mississippi ranks the third highest in the nation for incarceration. And so when we look at that issue, okay, we had gone down to fourth, but we're on a gradual rise back up. And so when we look at that issue, how is that impacting families in Mississippi? How is that impacting lives in Mississippi? That becomes an issue that we have to work on. When you think about police accountability, you know, things that happen in Ferguson, Missouri, and across the rest of the country happen right here in Mississippi. And so when we think about bringing litigation like we brought in Madison County, it's because we want to ensure that the citizens of Mississippi understand, because they've asked us to ensure that police officers are held accountable, and that law enforcement is transparent in the state of Mississippi, which is why we push for issues like standardization of body cam policy law. Because we have initiatives like our CCOPS program, which calls for community involvement when law enforcement agencies are increasing their use of technology. When you hear me speaking on demilitarizing the use of military equipment in police forces, you know, there's absolutely no need, in my opinion, for MRAP, which is a military piece of equipment that was built for Afghanistan to deal with anti-mines. There's no need for police departments in the state of Mississippi to have that. That's a combat zone. These are not. And if we have police departments on our street treating citizens as if they are combatants, then we have a problem. And so we choose in partnership with the community about the issues on which we work.
And what's interesting to me is, underlying all of the issues you say that you're focusing on, it still remains equal protection under the law, equal justice for different communities. We talked earlier about how far things may have come, if things have changed. When it comes to equal justice, where are we?
We're nowhere where we need to be. And one of the things that that is actually segueing into what I wanted to address about our young women now running to being pulled forth to run for campaigns of political office. There is a lack in constructed educational process to bring people up to snuff so that they understand the totality of where we stand and what it is that we're working with. So I think that it is crucial that we have a clearer understanding of the nature of the beast, for lack of a better word, and what is going to take individually and collectively to address those issues, to train our young folk adequately so that they know what it is that they're dealing with, so that they don't get encompassed by status quo, the way things have been running up until this point, and get sucked into that system.
I keep going back to the voting, why we need to show up in November. Many of these races that are going to be on the ballot for November or for, as I say, for judge positions. And when we talk about, yes, a lot of people may feel like they can't, they don't have control over what's happening nationally, but they do have control over their lives every single day and the quality of those lives. And many of these seats are courts of equity, like the Chancery Court judge seats. I think there's at least four that are running in very districts. So when we need to go to the poll in November, these women that are running, a lot of men, good men that are running too, we need to really consider how we vote, make sure we show up, because those are the folks that we're probably going to see, or either your neighbor's going to see on a daily basis for various things, whether it be divorce or child custody. All those things impact our lives every single day. And so we have control over the individuals that sit on that bench and make crucial decisions for us every single day. So if for nothing else, we need to show up. And we need to consider the type of people that when we go to that polls, we need to make sure we educate, we talk to those individuals, we research their platforms, what priorities they have, and we need to research their experience. When we look at women, we know that, especially women that are mothers, we know that those things impact the decisions that they make every day. Yes, they have to follow the law, but also they understand that mother who's sitting behind that desk and fighting for her children. So it's extremely important that we show up in November.
We've got to take another break, but we'll be right back. Stick around.
You ever get a longing to hear the masters of jazz? Thelonious Monk, Miles Davis, John Coltrane, Louis Armstrong, and more. Check out Jazz Reflections every weekday afternoon from 12 to 2 for your favorite jazz masters. That's Jazz Reflections with Gerard Howard on Cool and Current FM 88.5.
Welcome back to The Full Spectrum on Cool and Current, WJSU. I'm your host, Dwayne Doty. We return now to my conversation with Ifeoluwa Omobola with the New African Spiritual Mindset Awareness Institute, the Executive Director of ACLU Mississippi, Jennifer Riley Collins, and the President of Women for Progress, Willie Jones, as we talked aboard the Black Voters Matter bus tour. We know empirically that people focus on the big races. If it's a presidential race that year, you're going to get more people coming out. We're learning about how much is being done to change the courts in this country. A lot of people aren't aware of that. They're not reading those stories. And so I think it's really interesting, Willie, that you bring up how important those races are, the races that affect the courts, which affect the everyday lives of so many people who get caught up in the criminal justice system. What can be done, do you think, to get more people to come out to vote, not only during presidential election years, but during the upcoming midterm elections and even smaller elections?
So I think the public education piece is very important so that we help people to connect the dots. By no means do I mean to in any way insinuate that people are ignorant of the issues, but sometimes it helps us and it helps community for us to be able to connect the dots, just as Ms. Woolley just did, talking about what happens when you talk about a court of equity. What does that mean? That you mean that you're electing, you know, people just see I'm running for chancellor on the sign. Well, what does that mean? That you mean that you're voting for someone to sit on the bench who may decide whether or not property is divided fairly between a husband and a wife when they've decided to dissolve a marriage, or who gets custody of the child, or you know, how much child support is given if you are outside the guidelines. Those are things that matter. They then impact families, because we know, Cassandra could probably, Welchlin could probably give you this figure much better than I can, but I think it's like 69 cents to a dollar that an African-American woman makes as compared to her a white man, that she has to get to the month of August before she can make what he made in December. And so when you start thinking about this and you think, oh gosh, I'm now about to be a single mom, and so what does my money now look like? So helping people to really drill down and think about, okay, is this person going to really listen to what I have to say? Are they going to make decisions fairly? Or are politics going to continue to play, even though the judiciary is not supposed to be partisan at all? But you have to be mindful of how people have acted in the past is likely how it will influence their thought when they're on the bench.
So if I'm hearing you correctly, it's really about making people see how this affects them. This is important to you because A, B, and C.
Most definitely. And I want to say one step further, and correct me if I'm wrong, Ms. Willie, but when you go get your driver's license, you can register to vote, and when you register to vote, you get put on the jury pools, right? So I would just want to encourage people to go one step further. Don't just get on the jury pools. I have sat in too many courtrooms and watched us as a people, I'm talking about African-American folk, come up with every excuse not to sit in that jury pool, okay? Well, guess what? That's your brother, that's your sister, that's your neighbor going down the street.
Yeah.
If the Constitution says that we should have a right to a jury of our own peers, then our peers need to sit on the jury pool.
That's right. And that's extremely important. And I'm going to give a little tidbit of something I had a conversation with just yesterday. Many of us don't know who decides what is a misdemeanor and what is a felony. And you say, well, why is that important? Because when you have the threshold of $150 and you have, which affects more poor people, because that's when you look at thefts and things like that, that's critical. The state legislatures determine that. What is a misdemeanor and what is a felony? So when we talk about going to the polls and why we should go, that alone, those are the individuals who are making that decision. So little Johnny that may belong to your neighbor, if something minor happens, that threshold is extremely important. So these are state legislators that make that decision. So we have the power to put in play the individuals who make those decisions. So that's why we need to go in November.
I need to go back to us talking about educating people about situations that are occurring and how one of the most viable means that we have at this time here in Mississippi is the People's Assembly. This is something that came about again through Fannie Lou Hamer and then came again through the original Lumumba administration. And these are things that we really need to look to in order to utilize those vehicles to assist us in understanding what the issues are, to hash through them, to learn about them, to learn why it's valuable and the like. So I just want to encourage people to keep their eyes open for the People's Assemblies and to start attending them if they have not, or continue if they have.
So ladies, I want to wrap this up now. Since we're on the Black Voters Matter bus, make your pitch to voters here in Mississippi about why they should turn out this fall to vote.
My name is Ifeoluola Omobola, and the pitch that I want to make for voters is to understand that Mississippi is one of the most racist states in the country. Yet we have some of the most progressive Black folks here at this time who are moving forward to heighten opportunities, awareness, and the necessity for us to start collectively moving forward. It is essential. It is crucial that we understand the dynamics that are being played against us. This includes the gentrification and all other things that we haven't had time to get into at this time that are happening here in Jackson alone. It is crucial that people begin to recognize they have the power, stated by the legislature of this country, to put people in place to represent them. If you do not take the time now to elect folk who have your best interest in mind, you might as well just dig your hole and lay yourself down.
This is Willie Jones, President of Women for Progress, and I want to say, number one, Black votes matter. That's not just a catchy phrase that has been repeated over and over again. That is the truth. So Black votes matter. Go to the polls in November and watch what happens. And if you're a mother, if you want education for your child, if you're an employer, if you're a business owner, and you want a good educated workforce, in every walk of life, Everything impacts us. The vote impacts us. You need to show up. Everything impacts. The vote impacts everything in the state of Mississippi. And we must go to the polls. We must be intelligent about it. We must educate ourselves. We must not just show up and say, let me mark a box. You have to make sure that you make an effort to get informed and get engaged. And we must consider women in November.
This is Jennifer Riley Collins from the ACLU of Mississippi. People should come out and vote because your vote matters. And your vote matters because you matter. If you believe you matter in life, then vote.
Well, ladies, that was quite a discussion on the bus.
I will always remember that trip aboard that bus. And I want to thank you for listening to that conversation. Don't forget to catch Metro Morning Live with Rob J. tomorrow at 7 and again at 10 on JSU TV. We'll be back with more of the Full Spectrum tomorrow at 4. Up next, a JSU Sports Minute with who else? Rob J., followed by Latin Jazz with host Dale Morris. Have a great evening.